first of all, hello to Vicky Robertson. Hello, Vicky.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, evening. Now, there are loads of brilliant things that have been uploaded at bbc.co.uk/upload. It can be anything like a poem or a song or a speech, or you can do what Vicky did, recorded herself talking about the charity that she works for. It's Kaleidoscope UK Domestic Violence Service in Wokingham. And Vicky, welcome to the show, first of all. I want to play.
Thank you so much.
That's all right, because this is so important. I don't think this subject has ever been more important than how it's affected people who might be in this situation through lockdown. So I just want to play what Vicky sent me.
Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Well, what does it mean when you hear the term domestic violence? What do you immediately think of? And most people's understanding is the physical violence. And we wanted to make a video to challenge that slightly, because having lived it as a child and as an adult, yes, that plays a part in it. But actually, the bruises you can't see are the ones that can last a lifetime. The coercive control, the emotional abuse, you know, the put downs and breaking you down as a person. There is so much more to domestic violence than just physical. And so we wanted to make a video to raise awareness of that and to hopefully challenge some stereotypes, and also to shine a light for the people who are living that and watching other videos where they think, which I did, oh, mine's not that bad. It's not domestic violence because he doesn't hit me every day. And that's what we wanted to do. So we wanted to make this video of Kaleidoscopic UK, which is an organisation I founded for survivors, because you are a survivor in it or out of that relationship, because you have to survive daily. So, yeah, that is why we wanted to make this video. And I hope it really helps to shine a light on the other aspects of domestic violence.
Vicky, I just thought how powerful that was and how interesting it was as a starting point, because the thing I thought about it was with the lockdown, for some people this would be your worst nightmare, wouldn't it?
You're walking on eggshells 24/7 anyway, and the thought of spending that time inside isolated, which survivors are used to because that is their daily life, they're already isolated usually from friends or family or anybody else, so that part of it's normal. But can you imagine spending the time with the person that you love but also that you fear 24/7? And obviously, lockdown and COVID, we know that two women a week prior to that were killed at the hands of an abuser, current partner or ex-partner. But actually, that increased to five during lockdown. So it obviously was an accelerant as well.
It's the most horrific thing. The thing that I thought that you highlighted as well was, it's not always physical, and maybe that is the first thing that people think about, but levels of control. And two of my best friends have endured this. And as an outsider, it's just the most awful thing that you want to intervene, you want to try and help, but if that person is in love with the perpetrator, it's not always the easiest thing. And you can say, look, I just think that's not right, or I don't really think he should be picking your whole wardrobe for you, you know, or I think you should be allowed to ring your mum, you know, and stuff like that. And he was like, oh, it's just because he loves me and blah, blah, blah. But that that whole control is just so, so horrific, isn't it?
You're absolutely right, Michelle. And you know, thank goodness they've got a friend like you who would point out those things, because actually not everybody will see that. Not everybody will pick up on that. So actually pointing those things out and, you know, education, you know, that's the reason that, you know, that the hashtag is at the end of the video. It's hashtag educate to eradicate, because actually only with, you know, knowledge comes power and understanding about that. But you're right, it's those things, and you become accustomed, it becomes normal, you normalize it, you minimalize it, you explain it away because that's how they explain it to you. And it is a constant cycle, and you are so right, it is so hard to leave, and it takes on average seven attempts.
But does it really? Seven?
Seven attempts, and the average is 32 incidents. And those don't have to be physical incidents, but actually, like you say, it's a daily cycle that you live in of what you can wear, where you can go, who you can talk to. And they don't, you know, say you can't do this necessarily. Some might be that brazen, but it doesn't start off that way.
No.
It's very slow, very drip drip, like you say, and you don't see it coming.
I think what happens is that you chip away at someone's personality and you break it down bit by bit by bit until I've seen it. It's impossible for the person to make a decision on their own by themselves because they're almost dehumanized as a person and by the perpetrator. And it is just the most awful thing. And can I just say, one of my friends who is a man, this has happened to him. And it was just heartbreaking to watch from afar. And we kept saying and we kept saying and we kept saying. And at one point it got to the two of me and another best friend of his said, look, you, this is so, so wrong. You can't do this. And he basically said, well, she has said that you two stick your noses in far too much in our business and I can't be friends with you anymore. And we didn't see him for 6 months until Christmas Day when he rang me crying and said, it's over. I'm back. I've gone back to my parents. I had to get out. I'm so sorry. Please, can we talk? And I just cried. He cried. We all met up. But that experience, you know, that happens to men too.
Absolutely. You know, the statistics are 1 in 3 women, 1 in 5 children, 1 in 6 men. But actually only a third, you know, there's a third remains unreported. So actually the true numbers, and those are the ones we know about. So how many are there that we don't know about? And you're absolutely right. It literally is rife throughout. It is an epidemic in proportion of every religion, every race. It is everywhere. But actually it's something that's still so taboo to talk about.
I know, and it shouldn't be. Vicky, if there's someone listening now, can they go to, do you have a website at Kaleidoscopic UK? Where can they find information or help, most importantly?
Absolutely. We are on Twitter, we're on TikTok, we're on YouTube. We're very down with all the social media, so you can find us anywhere there. Well, we're trying. and at, like you say, www.kaleidoscopic.uk is our website. But for anybody in immediate need, if you're in immediate danger, please ring 999. You know, we think we're not, but actually we can see the other side. You know, you don't have to be a statistic. And the National Domestic Abuse Helpline is 0808 2000 247.
Thank you, Vicky. Thank you for speaking out. I really appreciate it. And thanks for coming on.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
No problem. You're welcome anytime, Vicky. Upload.